From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Intel Corporation, committed to inspiring ingenuity and educational excellence in the next generation of innovators.
I've decided that it's time to change strategy in Iraq, but in this case, I'm talking about an Iraq of my own creation. Over a year ago, I bought a vacant grocery store in the East Bay. My plan was to subdivide the lot, sell the store, and build some houses. I saw not only an opportunity to make a profit, but a chance to help provide the neighborhood with something it needed, a store that emphasized fresh meat and produce instead of alcohol and junk food. Unlike my other real estate ventures, I had no partners. I went in alone. Although I knew the neighborhood, I discovered that I had underestimated the extent to which the area's reputation for violence scared away business. The local government, while expressing support for my objectives, proved to be more obstacle than ally. I could belabor the metaphor more, but I'll stop. I don't mean to trivialize the reality of the war in Iraq by making this comparison. Rather, I want to suggest that our current circumstances offer an opportunity not only for political debate, but for personal reflection as well. For almost 7 years, many of us have looked at our president and seen nothing that reminds us of ourselves. And yet my experience has shown me that, as liberal and enlightened as I am, I share some of his shortcomings, and my guess is that I'm not alone. Ask yourself, right now, is there something going on in your life where you are going it alone when you should be seeking the advice and help of others? Are your ideals no longer a definition of how you want things to be, but instead a way to rationalize what you've already done? Do you hope that your good intentions will compensate for poor execution? Obviously, our miscalculations are not acted out on the stage of world history, but while we wait for those events to unfold, we can always examine our own lives. An old bumper sticker said, think globally, act locally. Perhaps a new one should say, observe politically, apply personally. And, on a final note, as for my store, I've decided to lease it out for a while and see what happens. I guess I'll be there longer than I originally planned. With a perspective, this is Paul Staley.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286 horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.